Authorities say they have foiled an alleged terrorist conspiracy to bring down a plane using an improvised explosive device. Four men are in custody after New South Wales and Australian federal police officers raided properties in the Sydney suburbs of Surry Hills, Lakemba, Wiley Park and Punchbowl yesterday, being Saturday. They are yet to be charged. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the New South Wales counter-terrorism operation disrupted an alleged plot involving a plane. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Andrew Colvin says an investigation is currently ongoing.
In recent days, law enforcement has become aware of information that suggested some people in Sydney were planning to commit a terrorist act using an improvised device. At this time, we don't have a great deal of information on the specific attack, the location, date or time. However, we are investigating information indicating that the aviation industry was potentially a target of that attack.
The Prime Minister says the focus is now fixed on the safety of all Australians. He says while the national terrorism threat level remains at probable, authorities are well prepared.
The tight cooperation and collaboration between our intelligence and security agencies is the key to keeping Australians safe from terrorism. The number one priority of my government and my commitment to the Australian people is to keep them safe. Every day, every hour, we are focused on ensuring that our defences against terrorism are stronger than ever, that our cooperation is tighter than ever, that our coordination is swifter than ever before.
The government responded by intensifying security measures at major airports, at domestic and international terminals around the country. Mr. Turnbull says strong transport security systems are in place to prevent acts of terrorism. He says passengers are advised to arrive 2 hours before their flight and minimise carry-on and checked baggage.
Now, this ensures national consistency of our aviation security arrangements. Some of the measures will be obvious to the public, some will not be. Travellers should be prepared for additional scrutiny at screening points, and while it is important that Australians are aware of the increased threat, be assured, we have the finest security and intelligence services in the world, and they are working, as is my government and all our governments around Australia, night and day to keep Australians safe. Those travelling should go about their business with confidence.
Justice Minister Michael Keenan says it's the 13th alleged conspiracy thwarted since the terror threat level was raised to probable in 2014. Since that time, a total of 70 people have faced charges as a result of 31 operations. The government says the greatest threat to Australia still remains lone actors. But recent events show the potential risk of a threat of more sophisticated attacks. Mr. Keenan says all Australians have a role to play in keeping the country safe.
Now, in light with this information, it's very important that everyone in Australia remains vigilant. If there is something you see that seems suspicious, if there is something that doesn't seem right, then call the National Security Hotline on 1800 123 400. All the information that we get helps us to complete an intelligence picture about what is going on, and it helps our agencies to do this very important job, the job that they are doing so well of keeping the Australian people safe.